That's so Braven. If you don't listen to this podcast, do you know what happens? You get it. Okay. I feel good about that.
Whenever you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready. I forgot.
It's your show.
It's your show. That's the perfect intro for this show right there.
Oh my God.
Okay. I'm ready.
Start the show.
Let's start the show.
Start the show, Ben.
Start the show. This is a That's So Braven, and we're going to be talking WrestleMania 33. It is Saturday, so we're banking on you guys listening to this one in the next 24 hours, but we're going to talk about match excitement, some predictions, and we're going to each make a hot take about what we think is going to happen in the week after WrestleMania. Before I forget, I'm Ben Raven with the Court of Nerds, and I'm here in studio with, to my left...
Oh, my God.
Hi, I'm John.
Hey,
also from Court of Nerds.
It's Drew.
Oh, my God. I'm not used to leading shows with people. It's usually just me. I know how to start me up. I know how to start my engine up.
If you listened to one WrestleMania podcast this week, I hope it was something else. Do you want me to lead? Do you want me to lead this?
No. It's fine.
All right, Pumpkin.
Let's get right into match excitement. We'll go through the card.
All right, do we want to start on the kickoff show?
We're going to start with the kickoff show.
Okay.
And we are going to start with the Battle Royal, which Al Roker will serve as the guest ring announcer for. Right? I know, right? That's weird. I give this a one star.
No, Al is the guest ring announcer for the Cena Bella Miz Maurice match. That's it.
Oh, that's it. That's right. Because it's the Power Couples Collide. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Have the weather guy from that one show.
The Today Show.
Yeah. But like I was saying, this match doesn't do much for me.
No.
It never has.
On the Ben Raven Stars of Excitement scale, I've got it at a 2. I'm not excited for this thing at all. I'll go with Braun Strowman wins it to continue the monster building mystique. There's my prediction for that one.
That's what I hope is going to happen. That's what should happen. I'm going off the charts. John and I believe, are going off the charts.
I went 5 stars for excitement in the kickoff show anyway. 5 stars for the kickoff show.
You know what? That's not a bad judgment. For the kickoff show, I'll give it 3. Overall, I'll give it 1.
I don't like
battle royals. I'm not a battle royal guy.
I like over the ropes. I think Braun's going to win. Hot take.
Hope so.
Hot take on Dolph winning it, though.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make a take and then say hot take.
Yes, hot
that's,
take.
No, that's not
take.
How it works.
Because I'm picking Dolph. I'm picking Dolph.
Right, because see, that's a hot take because he's picking him.
Well, I picked Dolph with Kevin, but...
You hedged your bets and were like, Braun.
But the odds for Dolph winning were plus 4,500, I saw today, so that makes me feel really bad about my pick.
You probably should.
But I'm sticking with it. I think something's got to happen with Dolph Ziggler, right?
No.
No? You don't think so?
Nope.
He's too talented not to have something brewing. That is a mid-card dude that... I mean, he should be on the middle of your card, and that's like the... foundation, you know he's gonna go out there and deliver, and that's that guy. He needs something to get him going, because right now he's nothing.
He's a whole pile of nothing.
Do you guys give a crap about Dolph Ziggler? Like, what's your take on him, John?
Well, when he turned and I texted you, I'm like, what's wrong with Dolph?
Exactly. Yeah.
He's just back to being Dolph was both Ben and I's responses.
Right. Yeah.
His Twitter is Heel Ziggler.
Heel Ziggler. Yep.
Come on.
I get it.
I do want to note, I just forgot about this. This is Drew and John's first live WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It is.
I've never done a live WrestleMania. I've watched them on the WWE Network, but when I was a kid, I didn't really have a ton of other wrestling friends, and my parents weren't about to shell out the money for WrestleMania on pay-per-view.
Yeah. Nah.
So
I got yelled at for ordering South Park.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, I had a buddy who ordered, his mom let him order every single one. So I think my first live WrestleMania was 18, Rock Hogan.
Okay.
Before that, I was always renting the VHSs from Real Video in Greenville, Michigan, which has not existed for like 16 years.
But all right, let's move on to the next match. We've got a big card.
Yeah, we do. But Neville and Austin Aries. I gave this a 2.5 star rating just because it's on the pre-show.
I gave it a 4 star rating because I'm really excited for Aries and Neville. I think you've got the two most charismatic guys in the cruiserweight division.
Mm.
And quite frankly, two of the more charismatic guys showing up on Raw every week right now.
Mm-hmm.
Aries, selling the arrogant personality is doing a great job.
Yeah, the journalism thing is fun too. Like, I like the Like, that's kind of fun that they're using that, because he was great on that commentator slash ring interviewer role.
Right.
I got 2 stars just because I'm not a big fan of the cruiserweights.
It's all right.
I know they tend to bounce around, and Neville's really good, but the whole cruiserweights don't do it for me. I kind of fast forward through it.
It's all right. It's all right. I was hoping this was going to be on the main card, so it
is
being
it the
on
first
the
first one in 10 years at WrestleMania.
The last cruiserweight match was probably WrestleMania 20. I want to say
right. I mean, but here's the thing: for it being on the kickoff show, I think we all believe this is going to get plenty of time to run,
which is good.
They're
which is
get,
good for
they're going to get 30 minutes mm-hmm. to do this match.
I hope so, because these guys could go.
Right. Well, in this battle royal, how many people are in this battle royal?
It's unconfirmed. They don't set a number on it because there's going to be surprise entrants.
Right. Which is one of the rumors going around.
Don't they all just start
that's
at
true.
Once?
Yeah. That's how a battle royal works, is they all start at once.
It's not like the Royal Rumble where one comes in.
Nope. They're all in the ring at once. But yeah, one of those, like you said, one of those rumors, and I don't believe this rumor at all, is Samoa Joe potentially being in the battle royal. They're not wasting Samoa Joe's first WrestleMania match on that battle royal. On the kickoff show. That's a top-of-the-card guy down the line. You don't waste that. That's just weird. I'd rather have him not involved, even though we know he's going to get involved with that Triple H Seth match, right?
Oh, yeah, well, it's unsanctioned. Yeah, that's where he's going to show up. He's going to show up and further cement the heel status. But we'll get into that match in a little bit.
But yeah, 2.5 stars, and I think Neville's going to retain. What do you guys think on that?
I think Aries goes over.
Do you? Okay. John?
I think Neville retains.
Okay. Okay. Alexa Bliss versus all available women for the WWE SmackDown Championship.
Oh, how much do you, hold on, how much do you love the phrasing of this, though? Versus all available women.
It's weird.
Basically, Nikki Bella and Maryse that aren't available.
Right. Yeah. But who else could they have show up?
Asuka.
And that's another one of the hot rumors coming into this, is that Asuka, loses Saturday night at NXT. And then would end up on the card at WrestleMania and give some pop to a lifeless women's SmackDown division.
Yeah, and, you know, the only way that that works is if Asuka comes in and wins that championship.
Right away.
I mean, it's got to be a page. It's got to be like, show up, win. Because she's, oh my God. Asuka's amazing, and I'm ready for her to be on Raw or SmackDown.
Right, she deserves that recognition. She deserves that spotlight. If there's no Asuka, this match is a 2.
Yeah, I gave it a 3 just because of the mystery factor.
Right. If there is Asuka, I give it a 4. If there's no Asuka, it's a 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to do that. I can say 1, Asuka, 4.
Okay.
I go 3, 5.
Oh, God. You're in love with Asuka, though. I mean, of the three of us, you're the highest on her.
Oh, she's my favorite female competitor in the world. What she does is fantastic.
All right, we got the Tag Team Championship Triple Threat Ladder Match for the Raw Tag Team titles. This was originally announced as part of the kickoff show and has been moved to the main card.
Yeah.
Gallows and Anderson versus Cass and Enzo versus Cesaro and Sheamus. Ben, what do you rate your excitement level at? I know you're fans of 2 of these 3 tag teams.
Hey,
I'm the other guys.
Exactly. 4 stars. I'm pumped up. I think that this is going to get time. Cesaro and Sheamus, those are great workers. Cesaro he'll surprise a lot of people who haven't seen him in a big match like this. He did good in the Money in the Bank matches. And Gallows and Anderson, if they're allowed to do some of their spots, people are going to start seeing what's up with them. But yeah, 4 stars. I'm excited. I love triple threat ladder matches.
John, what about you?
I got 5, baby.
Yeah, there you are.
Let's 5. Enzo, big cast.
I was
going to
say.
All day.
5 big stars, like a big sandwich packed with meats. Hard from the deli. Like what?
Let's go to Jersey Mike's.
Let's see.
What do you got?
I've got it at 4. Okay. I think, and we've been talking about this for a while, the pop around Enzo and Cass has to be rewarded.
That's who I'm picking to win.
The work has to be rewarded. I mean, the amount of crap matches that they've put in, terrible storylines that they went through. Ugh. These guys deserve the championship. They've had it dangled in front of them before. They deserve it this time around. And then watch Raw explode Monday night for them.
Their best match since being on the main roster was with Anderson and Gallows. And it was that John Cena slash, I just blanked. Who was partnered with Gallows? Oh, AJ Styles.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think this match is going to be great. End zone cast, we're probably around the table on that one, right?
Yeah.
I'm winning.
All the way around. Okay. We're for them winning. Next one, the Intercontinental Championship. I think when people are sleeping on Ambrose and Corbin, the motorcycle entrance music matchup.
Two stars. I don't care about this match because I know what's going to happen. There's no way that Dean Ambrose wins this match. Right?
I don't think so. I think Corbin wins for sure.
Well, I think Corbin wins, but I think it's going to be a hella entertaining match.
Like, these two guys are going to tear each other apart.
This is the type of match I could see not getting time, though.
Getting like 10 minutes.
Yeah, and
it's
that's
a bit of a Corbin squash.
And yeah, I hope it's not that either, because these guys should beat the living crap out of each other. Two physically built guys that just feed on like athleticism, raw talent, and physicality. It needs 15 minutes for these guys to beat the crap out of each other.
No, I still gave it 5 stars because I think it's going to be a really good match.
Yeah, makes me excited that you're excited about that.
I have it at 4 just because of the physicality between the two. I think they're two performers. I think they're two guys who are both solid mid-card guys, but want to perform, and they want to steal the show.
I'm curious what's going to happen with Dean, because Dean is a top-card guy to me.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him get back there, and I think this is a good way. I mean, if Baron beats Dean clean, I mean, that's good for everyone involved. I think
so, too.
That's good for SmackDown.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Raw match.
Yeah, baby.
Jericho and KO, the United States Championship on the line, but let's be honest, that's such a secondary storyline.
Secondary, yeah. I don't even care about that. 5 stars.
Are we 5 across the board on this one?
I gave it 4, but I'm leaning towards 5. It's going to be a really good match. I hope there's no interferences, no nothing. I hope it's straight up.
Clean KO, match.
Clean. Yeah. And Jericho, clean. Let's do it up.
These guys, I'm really curious to see what these guys do in the ring together, because I can't remember seeing them ever go one-on-one for any substantial amount of time.
No, they've done the tag team stuff. Yeah. They've done the handicap matches. They've had each other beating the crap out of one another in the ring. This would be their first shot at a real clean performance against one another.
Mm-hmm. Great story, too. Yep. Great, great story. I mean, this is an 8-9 month story that unfolded.
Oh, yeah.
And that's special. I'm excited for that match. I think it's going to be great.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. I got Kevin Owens.
Ooh, I'm going to lean towards Jericho.
I think that's probably smart
Jericho.
Money.
Why Jericho?
Curious on the odds on that one.
Just because you like him better?
I don't know. I don't really have an answer for you.
Because my theory behind it, if Jericho wins, it would be because of the way the crowds have reacted to him for the past month. The Y2J chants. The fact that he's so far over, the fact that KO doesn't need a championship. He loses, he can go dark ops with Samoa Joe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They can run around murking people.
The odds for that are Jericho +500, Owens -650.
So
that's interesting. I figured it would be the other way around, to be completely honest.
I agree, but I actually do think Owens wins because they took his Universal title for this crap other storyline. Mm-hmm. I'd say the only way he was okay with it is that they promised they'd put another belt on it.
And Fozzy's about to go on tour. So Jericho's going away eventually.
Right. To go on tour with his band.
Fozzy's all right.
up next, we have a wet fart from Raw. No, it's the Women's Championship. Yeah. Fatal 4-Way Elimination. Bayley, Charlotte, Sasha, and Nia out first, Jax.
Oh, totally out first. Yeah. Just like when they did the big Cass and they all ganged up on big Cass, threw him out first. I gave this 1 star. I think this is going to be garbage. I think we talked about this earlier. We know that Sasha's probably going to win and she's going to turn heel, and it's going to be cool for her to do that because of the whole NXT thing. But this one's almost straight up super predictable.
I have it at a 3 just because of Charlotte, Sasha, Bayley.
Okay.
Once they eliminate Nia, it should be a better match. But I think they let Nia stay in it far too long. I think that's what the script will do.
I think so, too.
They've been trying to build Nia, and I think it's garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. She's not good.
You know what's going to really tick me off about this is because Fatal 4-Way matches are supposed to be automatically no disqualification.
Yeah.
Or countouts. They're probably going to, like, count out Nia and pretend that rules don't exist
but
and stuff like that. She's not
elimination?
Yeah. Nia is not getting pinned.
But so it's elimination not over the top rope. It's elimination pin, submit.
Period. Right. Elimination. Yeah. I gave this 4 stars, and if this would have been a one-on-one match, I would have gave it 5. What's wrong with a one-on-one women's match?
I don't know. They feel like the only people who can carry it are Sasha and Charlotte.
I would have liked to seen it been Bayley and Sasha one-on-one.
I don't think Charlotte wins at all. because that, I mean, it kind of ruins the whole parody of her losing her title last time.
Like, you know what I think
Charlotte
this does
doesn't
do?
Win.
I think this does set up a Charlotte Nia feud because it's the only physical thing
that'd be great.
That makes sense for the two of them.
I'd get down on that real hard.
Nia would crush Charlotte though.
I think they would have Charlotte do some sort. You know, it would be she'd be a submission specialist, or they'd set up some new wrinkle to Charlotte's offense.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. Who are you guys taking in this? I got Sasha. You got Sasha.
I got Sasha.
I actually am going to take Bayley to retain.
Okay.
Sasha still with the heel turn trying to beat Bayley.
Absolutely. That's Bayley minus 350, Charlotte plus 350, Sasha plus 450, Nia 1250.
1250. Nia's first out. The tag team match that really means nothing. But everyone's interested in it, and this one will feature guest commentator Al Roker.
That's the one, yeah.
Cena, Bella, Miz, Maurice. I'll kick this out. I got this at a 4.
Okay.
Because of the talk, man.
Oh, yeah.
They ratcheted this up so fast by making good use of two of the best mouths in the business.
Into real rumors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's real stuff. I got this at a 5.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm right there.
Cena's my favorite. Mm. I mean, 10 years to
the
day.
He does walk around the house whistling the Cena song.
I do. I whistle the Cena song at home. I love the fact that they're doing this. Miz is so good on the mic.
Oh, yeah.
And he just ripped Cena new asshole. And then Cena came right back at him on SmackDown and did the... I mean, Miz has done the exact same stuff Cena does, but for crappier movies. Yeah,
exactly. So. And Cena saved that promo so hard for me because I was in love with the Miz and Maurice segment.
Yep.
And then when Cena's music hit, him and Nikki Bella are coming out wide-eyed, smiling, and I'm like, oh, man, that just ruined the feel of that. You're not even affected by that? And then he unleashed on Maurice, and I was like, okay, you saved it all the way.
Yes.
Every rumor they've talked about is a prevalent rumor that they garnered off of message boards.
So smart. So smart. This is smart. I'm 5.
I'm five.
My only hesitance is that the Nikki-Maurice stuff could be garbage.
Yep.
And hot garbage.
I saw a beautiful Deadspin article about the WrestleMania yesterday, and they nailed it. This is the kind of match that WrestleMania was built on.
Right.
An emotional, sappy, Macho Man Randy Savage, Miss Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's just, this is beautiful. This is classic WrestleMania. It's a great feud. You've got two guys. I don't know what's going to happen in this. I picked Miz and Maurice because I think they're going to swerve us.
Oh, I don't see a swerve.
I see... This is my hot take.
Hot.
Cena, Nikki squash him, and then he proposes.
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah. I think John's so pissed. I mean, pissed in quotes, whatever.
Yeah.
At Miz right now, that he's just gonna tear him up. Maybe let the women fight first, and then when John comes in, it's just a boom, game over, 5-knuckle shuffle. See you tomorrow.
Game ender. That's one of the biggest rumors heading into this is the proposal post-match that Cena will be proposing to Nikki Bella. One of the worst kept secrets in the world right now.
Yeah.
That's happening.
It's happening, guys.
Win or lose, it's happening.
I think they win and it happens.
There's just a part of me that's like, you know what? Cena's going away soon.
Right, Miz could use the momentum.
This would shoot in SmackDown is most likely losing AJ. I mean, how do you get AJ back on SmackDown? Unless
we'll get into more of that in a minute.
We will, but I think that they need another main eventer.
And it's going to be
The Miz.
The Miz. Okay. This would also be a time, though, for a guy you love in Ziggler to step up or for Ambrose to step up.
It would.
And start being a main guy again. And we'll move right on to that. Shane McMahon, AJ Styles, a match that was made late in the road to WrestleMania. And again, felt kind of shoehorned.
Yeah.
You could have matched AJ up better, but you could have matched AJ up far worse. I'm at a 5 on this. I'm not going to lie. Shane McMahon is willing to die. We saw him die once.
Yeah.
And AJ is, believe the hype. He's the best there is in the ring right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at a 5 just because of who's involved. And because I'm going to bring in one of the hot rumors right now, that stipulations will be added to this match. There are also rumors, by the way, about the Intercontinental Championship match being a falls count anywhere. The rumor about McMahon Styles is that it will be a no holds barred match.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this on the way in. John, you pointed this out.
Yeah.
AJ signed that contract so fast, there could have been anything in there.
Yeah, and for anyone who's seen pictures of the stage, that stage was made for Shane McMahon to fall
off. To jump off of?
Yeah, or jump or fall
off. To die from, yeah.
So I think if it actually is a straight-up regular match, three for me. But if they do some sort of stipulation, this is going to be a five-star match.
I'm at a three solely because of AJ Styles. Shane McMahon has a place because he's a daredevil. But that place is not robbing the best wrestler in the world's WrestleMania match. AJ should have been matched up better. It's a waste of AJ Styles. And I don't mean that to dog on Shane McMahon. He's a fun daredevil. He's an entertainer. But the second he starts throwing those punches that miss by a foot every time, I puke. Oh, and that's not a good matchup for AJ Styles.
AJ deserves better. I think we all agree on that. I just think that he's a guy who, like I was saying earlier with Owens and Jericho, these are guys who just want to put on a show, and they're going to do whatever it takes to put on that show.
Okay, but with all the storylines that are going on right now, where would have they have fit AJ?
Right, where do you put AJ?
Besides,
where do you do with him?
Some sort of a switching to Raw because he threw Shane through a car window type deal.
I would have liked to seen, I mean, where's Luke Harper? You could have done an AJ Luke Harper feud.
That
after
has
that.
No pop, man.
And they
Luke Harper
that
has pop.
I think you're overestimating Luke Harper.
Luke Harper deserves to be in the match with Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton. That should be a triple threat match.
I agree with you on that because it made sense for the story.
Luke Harper is an amazing performer.
I'm not disagreeing with you on his talent. I'm disagreeing with you on his overall appeal outside of, and maybe this is where I like having these podcasts with Yumi and John here. Because you and our buddy Austin from the Geekiverse, y'all smark out.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, Luke Harper is so underestimated. He's an amazing talent. He deserved to have a match on this card. And AJ Styles and him had a hell of a match on SmackDown.
They did.
You put him on WrestleMania. Those are two guys. Luke Harper wants to prove he belongs, and you got AJ Styles who wants to be the next Shawn Michaels.
Right.
But your casual watchers are going to be like, eh.
Yeah.
Harper.
The casual watchers got enough bullshit on this card to fucking munch on.
I mean, it's true.
No one's disagreeing with you. But you know what even would have been a better match? And I think you just said the name.
Yeah.
AJ Styles, Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, too bad on that one. But you know what? I would have been up. I'm glad it didn't happen because Shawn Michaels is retired, and I like the fact that his retirement match was a retirement match.
That he
that
stayed retired, yeah.
That is rare.
Yeah. You're right. You could have done a lot of stuff with this, though. There's a lot of things you could have done besides Shane and AJ.
What's wrong with Styles Cena 4?
Styles Cena 4 wouldn't have been a problem. But then we would have been robbed of the Cena Miz.
I get that.
There wasn't a way to do this without going back to an old rivalry or shoehorning in a guy who isn't. Look, again, Harper's talented. I've liked his matches, but he's not. This is, what, fifth, sixth match on the card at WrestleMania?
But WrestleMania is the place where you're supposed to get your talent over. It used to traditionally be where you get your talent over. And I'm just saying, when that Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt match, if you have Luke Harper showing exactly what he can do, I'm not saying he has to win. I'd never wanted him to win the WrestleMania main event at this point in his career. But if you have him come in there and help put on an amazing match and show up, you got another star that you can build off of. Same thing with Braun Strowman. You're having Braun Strowman on the kickoff show? Braun Strowman's
awesome.
He's
supposed to be your
monster.
We'll
talk about that in the next match.
Yeah, we will. I think so, too. But what the heck did I give Shane and AJ? I gave it a 3 just because AJ Styles.
I mean, AJ wins, right?
And it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think
AJ wins. I think we'd all like to see some kind of contract match or bird rights match, some kind of thing.
I think AJ wins and shows up on
Raw on Monday, yeah.
We'll get to that later, too.
Yeah. Our next match, though, is a non-sanctioned match. Triple H and Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
John, you want to start us off on this one? Where are you at on this match?
I got it at a 5. I really like Seth. Mm-hmm. I really, actually, really, really, really like Triple H.
Oh, yeah.
And I read this that Triple H is, he likes to put himself over a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But he also knows what's best for business. So Seth wins this match. It's going to be a good match. It's going to be long. I hope there's no interference. If anybody does interfere, it's probably going to be Samoa Joe. But somebody will come help.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, somebody will come help Seth.
Yeah.
Maybe Reigns right before his match with the Taker, or
maybe Dean, and that's how you put Dean on Raw.
Put something back together to help him out. Well, something, maybe. I don't know.
I think, and Ben, you've seen these rumors as much as I have. The rumors of the return of the Shield.
Yeah.
Right? And if there was anything that little sit-down chat that Rollins had with Triple H on Raw indicated, it's that Rollins wants to go back in that direction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's the direction they go.
It's the only way you get Roman Reigns over.
That's the way you get Roman Reigns over. It's the way you get Dean back in the spotlight where he belongs.
Yep.
And it's the way you cement Seth as a babyface forever.
And, oh my God, the stretch of 3-on-3 tag matches that the Shield had on pay-per-view, those are some of the best matches of the year that year back in 2015 or 14.
Right. It's also your only way to make the New Day relevant again.
That, oh my God, can you imagine a Shield New Day?
Oh. Rivalry? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All day long. All day long.
That's so weird and tasty.
But I think we all agree. This match is a 5 all the way, assuming Seth is healthy and this has all been a very good cover.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Assuming Seth is healthy and this is a full on match.
I think it's ready. A 5.
I'm at a 4.
Seth's ready.
I mean, I'm at a 5. I'm a big fan of Seth. You know, you're right. The Triple H thing with his giant man tits.
I love Triple H. He's one of my favorite guys of all time. He's most consistent performer of all time. But I'm getting kind of... he worries me on WrestleMania cards since he beat Sting a couple of years ago. And he's like, really, dude, you're going to beat Sting? You're going to put yourself over Sting, who's probably only going to have one or two matches in WWE? I don't know. This feud is good, but it's been kind of farted up a little with the injuries and stuff. It's kind of made it a little bumpy. It's weird. I'm on a 4, and I think Seth wins too.
Yeah, I think we all agree Seth wins this.
Both these guys.
It's what's best for business. And again, you know, Triple H has said it repeatedly. He's not wrestling. He's a management guy now. This mm-hmm. is what he does.
No, I think it would be pretty awesome if Samoa Joe and Kevin Owens came out, started beating down Seth, and then Roman and Dean run in.
Right. It's a non-sanctioned match, and you can still finish the match.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use some of those old Shield finishers if you want to.
Yes, you could.
Bring it all the way around.
That'd make
well, maybe
me
that would be yeah. the opportunity for, like, The Rock or Stone Cold or somebody, some of the older guys
right,
to
Foley.
Show up.
Foley's the most likely here, right?
I think,
yeah.
Unless he had his surgery already.
Yeah.
But that also could have been another smokescreen from WWE.
Mm-hmm. It's possible.
It's possible.
You know, I think that's, if you're going to get an old head coming out, I think the most likely is either going to be Foley or Shawn Michaels.
Yeah. Yeah, Shawn's.
Because Shawn's on the kickoff show.
Mm-hmm.
He's already going to be there.
Yep.
Makes a ton of sense to have him do something. Next match.
Taker mm-hmm. Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
Wet farts.
Mm-hmm.
I have it at a 2.
I have it at a 2 because The Undertaker's involved.
I have it at a 2, yep.
That's a 2 all the way around. Taker wins, I think.
I think Taker wins too, and no one gives a shit.
If you let Roman Reigns win this match.
Here's what we can do, though is the order these play out in is if Reigns is involved in that Triple H Rollins match, he gets hurt beforehand. Taker beats him. It's a squash match. It's over quick.
I'm picking Reigns. That's my hot take pick.
Barf.
I don't want it, but
in a bag.
He just keeps winning every match. I don't think he's going to win. So you know what? He's going to win this match.
All right.
Two stars.
Down to our twofold main event.
Yeah.
One that's a real match and one that's Goldberg. Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton for the WWE Championship. Guys, I'm sorry. My excitement for this match has been beaten to the ground.
It's been the same replay for 3 weeks in a row.
Right. It's a turd burger. I've got it at a 3. It could be great. I mean, the two performers involved are great.
Mm-hmm.
But the story's tired. They took too long on it.
Yeah, I'm at 3.5. I'm just excited. I'm honestly excited about the match, but the story didn't do a lot for me. I mean, I liked...
Right, I'm happy for Bray to get a main event.
Yeah, exactly. And I like the mid-90s weird feel to this feud, but nothing really happened after the first incident.
Right. Nothing ratcheted it up.
And I'm excited to see Bray, but I think Randy's going to win, so that takes away a little bit of my excitement because I've already lived 2009.
John?
And 10 and 11. I think Randy wins, and yes, oh my goodness gracious, when you burn down the house, man, just ended it at that, then the soul of Sister Abigail went into mm-hmm. Bray, and then he stabbed Sister Abigail with a crucifix, and it's like, what is going the hell on at the end of SmackDown right now?
It was too much early 90s.
It was yeah. It was weird.
It got too weird.
Even I can say
but
that.
But yeah, 3 All right. stars, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we Randy across the board?
I'm actually Bray.
Okay.
But it's because I think they go Bray and then they go back and they give Luke Harper a title shot.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'd be a fan of that. A
couple big dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goldberg Lesnar main event. Vomit in your hat and eat it.
I don't really know, though, because I got it at a 4. One, because I got a gold boner, and you know I do.
I do, I know.
You know I do, and that's totally fine. I don't think he deserves the championship, okay?
All right, Goldberg
Russo. Here's my hot take. Is it a squash match? No, I think they actually go for a little bit. But Brock wins, and the Demon King comes out and challenges him. Because Finn deserves the Universal title.
Well, Finn does have a Universal title rematch in his pocket, doesn't
as
he?
As does Kevin Owens.
As does Kevin Owens.
He deserves it, especially if he's healthy, because it got ripped away from him after that stupid injury.
Well, and Brock's due for a break, isn't he, until SummerSlam?
There's the hot take. Brock loses the championship as fast as he wins it.
Right. And but didn't they do that last year, too?
They did that WrestleMania 31.
Yeah. 2 years ago.
Yep.
So it's not too soon to recycle that bit.
No, wrestling is recycling.
Yeah. No, and I don't disagree with that. I think we all agree around the board, Brock wins this.
Yeah.
But yep. I don't think he holds on to the title long.
That's where I differ.
No, I don't think he holds on to it unless you think he holds on to it until SummerSlam and he fights Taker?
I think he hangs on to it just because I think they're going to go back to that part-time champion thing again a little bit.
I don't like that.
I don't love it, but I like it because it makes Brock feel special, and Brock is special.
I get that.
I gave it a 4-star.
You could lead up to a Brock Braun feud. Would also be good.
I give it a 4-star just because it's going to be a spectacle. The entrances are going to be awesome.
Right.
I truly don't know what's going to happen. My gut says Brock, and screw it. I mean, that's kind of. It's WrestleMania. It's going to be entertaining. It's the wrestling fan in me doesn't love it, but it's the spectacle. It's a spectacle.
It's like why you go to a Katy Perry concert. You're not there for the music.
But it won't be a squash, right? It's not going to be another 1 minute.
I say four minutes.
I still have it at
Brock and four.
I have it at a 3 if it's a match. If it's not just Suplex City F5 over, and then like John says, we either get the Demon King or we get Kevin Owens coming out and pulling the rematch card. Because Finn's been working out at house shows. That's public information.
He has been wrestling, yes.
So we know Finn is back.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we are on to the last thing I want to talk about before we move on to our hot takes and predictions. Where are you guys at with the New Day as the hosts?
I don't care.
It's going to be... I just think it's going to be awful.
That's my thing. I'm really nervous. Have a match for them here, so they got to put them in somewhere.
Yeah, I don't even know. Or they're just giving them some time off. Maybe somebody's got a nagging injury. Maybe they just want to build up the rest of the Raw tag teams. And then, I mean, we're going to see some moves afterwards. And, you know, New Day's going to get back in there in the ring.
Right. Back in there like swimwear. And that's going to be one of my predictions as we lead this off, and I didn't run this past either one of you because it's a bit off the wall.
Right.
I think we see the New Day move to SmackDown to feud with the Usos. That SmackDown tag team division
is getting the revival.
You think they're getting NXT'd?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The revival is immediately the second most interesting thing on SmackDown.
After AJ Styles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
And number 3, The Miz. Excuse me.
Respect.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Miz.
John, what about you? You got any predictions?
I think Finn shows up somewhere. And I just said that, but
it's not going to be the Battle Royal. It's not going to be the Battle
Royal. Hell no.
No. But like I said, he deserves his title back. They gave it to him for a reason. They put him over Seth Rollins, for God's sake.
He's like, over, too. Over.
Everybody loves that guy.
Right.
He deserves it back. I don't know. Hot take.
It's not a hot take.
Let's go through a couple names. Do you think these names could come up in the next week, revival? What do you guys think?
I think I like the revival. I think they're the best tag team in NXT. They are far too charismatic to be continuing to feud with DIY and Authors of Pain.
They're so good.
They are very good. They are very entertaining. They are very sneaky. And you already have a very entertaining, very sneaky tag team in Anderson and Gallows on Raw.
Mm.
If they come up, it is to SmackDown.
What do you think? You think they're coming up?
I think they might come up.
I think it's time.
You think they go to SmackDown, though?
I think they're going to. SmackDown doesn't have a tag team match on this card.
That's because it's terrible.
If the revival was on SmackDown, that match would be in the middle of the card.
With the Usos.
Yeah, probably with the Usos.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. Let's
Nakamura. Yeah,
Shinsuke.
Yeah. I think he loses tonight, and we see him just because he's got the red pants on Raw.
Yeah, I think he's going to Raw, but I don't think it's happening until after SummerSlam.
Really?
I think he wins NXT TakeOver tonight. It's Saturday. I think he wins tonight. First 3-time NXT champion. They love records like that. And bring this guy up. Oh, he's the most title reigns in NXT history. International superstar. I think we'll see him around SummerSlam, Survivor Series.
Oh, because you said they're going to Japan.
I think so. I think they got an international tour. So
for NXT?
Yeah. Okay. I think there's Asuka's still advertising NXT shows for the next month and a half, but that doesn't mean crap because card subject to change.
Right. Yep, and that's kind of the big thing. Well, let's go with his opponent, the glorious Bobby Roode.
This would be a good call-up. Raw could kind of use that. I mean, you could do a Team Canada around Bobby Roode and Kevin Owens, and that'd be kind of fun.
That would be a good time. What about your guy, the Perfect 10, Ty Dillinger?
He's coming up. He's coming up.
You think that's a 100%
certainty? 100% Raw needs some mid-card help.
Right.
I think he goes to Raw. I think we see the much-needed Cesaro and Sheamus switch to SmackDown as well.
Okay.
This is going to be fun.
I think you're going to start to see a lot of movement.
Yeah, I think so. In the next week, big time, obviously, on Raw and SmackDown, but I think it's going to happen for the next month or so.
All right. Any predictions for a general manager for Raw?
Edge.
Oh, you stole mine.
Sorry. You asked the question. I answered quick.
You know how I feel about WWE superstar Edge?
I have a hard time with this.
Brilliant performances on the wonderful sci-fi show Haven.
Well, we know it's not going to be Kurt. Because he came out and said
right? He did, but I mean...
That might not mean shit.
Could also be a swerve.
Could also be Shane McMahon.
Could be Shane O going to Raw.
One of AJ Styles or Shane is going to Raw.
There's no way he's going to work under his sister.
There's no way.
Well, then there you've got that storyline right there.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Vince loves his kids.
Vince does love his kids, but he also loves what Shane is doing with SmackDown.
I think so, too.
You know, it's the better show. It's the higher rated show. It's got more social media interactions. It's kicking Raw's ass in every way, shape, or form. I don't know why you'd mess with that formula.
I don't think so. Yeah, I know.
Does Vince show up?
Oh, Vince.
Biggest night.
He hasn't been nice. Around since when?
Show of shows.
He just got a car in an accident, too.
Yeah. I don't think we'll see him tonight. That I feel like that's a hot take. I don't think we see Vince.
We don't see Vince at WrestleMania?
Nope.
All right.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, I like Edge to come back in some way, shape, or form.
I don't have a prediction. I can't think of one. I'm trying.
Now, what I can see happening, even though I love so much Miz and Daniel Bryan, I could see Stephanie hiring Daniel away. No one can see me making air quotes. It's not a visual medium. Hiring Daniel away from SmackDown.
Yeah, I could see it being Triple H.
I love Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, I know.
Everything about it. I wish
the guy is so far over.
I wish he
just one match. I wish the Miz, you, right.
Yeah,
just
I hope one. So. I hope so, man. I hope so.
All right. Well, Ben, you want to wrap it up? It's your show.
I just usually stop talking.